The following is a recording for Rodrigo Wright Castro with Maxcom Telecomunicaciones on Wednesday, February 28, 2018 at 8 a.m. Central Time. Good morning and welcome to today's Maxcom Telecommunications fourth quarter 2017 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. We remind you that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any questions or if you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. After this presentation, we will conduct a question and answer session. Before we begin, let me say that information expressed or implied during the conference may include forward-looking statements that involve risk or uncertainties. Words such as estimate, project, plan, believe, expect, anticipate, intend, and similar expressions may identify such forward-looking statements. The company wants to caution listeners that any forward-looking statements in this call or made by the company's management involve risks or uncertainties that may change based on various important factors not under the control of the company. These forward-looking statements represent the company's judgment at this time for the call. The company disclaims, however, any intent or obligation to update this forward-looking statement. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference call over to Mr. Eric Gonzalez Laureano, the Chief Financial Officer of the company. You may begin.
Thank you, John. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our quarterly conference call to discuss Maxcom operating and financial results for the quarter that ended on December 31st, 2017. Today here with me on the call are Lauro Cantú, Chief Executive Officer, Armando Rivero, Legal Affairs and Administration Vice President, Rodrigo Wright, our Head of Investor Relations, and Alejandro Lombardo, New Technologies Director. As you know, this call is being recorded and a playback will be available later today. Our earnings release was already distributed and now it's posted in our website. As already mentioned, the information expressed or implied during the conference may include forward-looking statements, and these are subject to risks and uncertainties that may cause actual results to differ from the statements made today. Now I leave you with our CEO, Mr. Lauro Cantú.
So good morning to all of Maxcom stakeholders, and thank you for participating with us today. I would like to start with the most relevant corporate event. All these actions are in accordance with our transformation plan, which we launched approximately 15 months ago in order to strengthen the operation of the company. While several initiatives are still underway, and just to reflect in our financial performance, we're excited to share the progress made as of December 31st, 2017. Allow me to share some of the main initiatives of our transformation process. Initiative number one. Reinforce and focus on our enterprise business unit. The growth in this segment reflects our focus strategy, another initiative implemented over the past several months. By making diligent investments while leveraging existing platforms, we believe we are starting to gain traction and momentum for sustainable growth in the coming quarters. Our results and performance during the second half of 2017 is a meaningful change from the performance of prior quarters and years. We are consistently improving performance of our monthly recurring revenue as a result of meeting the needs of our clients and upselling and adding new blue chip customers. In addition, we managed to take advantage of some interesting opportunities in the enterprise carrier segment with one-time non-recurring deals. For instance, the new carrier customers have allowed us to grow in the long-haul transport segment in the center and Gulf routes, and as a result, allow us to grow our network footprint and to further leverage such increased reach and capacity for new sales in the coming months. As a result of some of these initiatives, we have not only managed to improve our top-line revenue, but also improve direct contribution margins from our enterprise business unit. When compared December 2016 to December 2017, our direct contribution margins increased approximately 10% from 49% to 59%. Initiative number two, improve overall efficiency and productivity. During the last quarter of 2017, we accomplished some of the following objectives. Enhance our metropolitan and long-distance nodes. Close two central switches. Deactivated obsolete IT equipment. Successfully renegotiated several supplier and vendor contracts. Reengineered technical expenses through homologation of new technologies. Implemented significant improvements in our MIS through the implementation of new business support systems such as Netcracker and Sure CRM, as well as obtaining certification of ISO 9000, 20000, and 27000 for our internal processes. And finally, reduce our labor and regulatory contingencies. Our sales and efficiency initiatives resulted in improved operating performance. For instance, our Q4 consolidated adjusted EBITDA margins, excluding the MVNA platform, improved to approximately 21% when compared with the 12% for the same period last year. And excluding the MVNO and wholesale revenue and expenses, revenue per employee increased to 213,000 pesos in December 2017, up from 149,000 pesos in December 2016. Adjusted EBITDA per employee increased to 65,000 pesos in December 2017 from 30,000 for the same period of last year. Initiative number three, investing in human capital and corporate culture. On this front, we are pleased to say that we have added new talent in several key positions, mainly in sales and pre-sales. We started the initial phase of implementing a horizontal organizational structure, which should result in additional costs and productivity efficiencies. And we are in the process of implementing new revenue and performance indicators, as well as introducing a new compensation structure. Initiative number four, strengthening the balance sheet. Maxcom continues to explore alternatives to increase additional liquidity by divesting non-core assets in order to strengthen our balance sheet and to fund our growth. Other relevant corporate events during the quarter, which ended in December 31st, 2017. As you may recall, in the prior quarter, Maxcom made a capital increase in the amount of 154.2 million pesos. The company received a total amount of 98 million during the third quarter of 17, while the remaining portion of 56.2 million pesos was contributed at the beginning of Q4 17. These additional capital inflows further strengthened Maxcom cash position while demonstrating continued support and confidence in the company's future. During the ordinary general shareholders meeting held on January 16, 2018, shareholders approved the accumulated losses absorption of 6,328 million pesos through a paid in capital reduction. The accounting movement allows the company to operate with smaller yet stronger balance sheet. Now, let me give you a quick update on retail and wholesale business unit. retail at the end of fourth quarter, Maxcom continues to serve its residential customers in San Luis Potosí and Mexico metropolitan area. While our plan remains to fully wind down the business unit on or before December 31st, 2018, we are continuously analyzing the business as well as cash flow optimization. Notwithstanding, we remain open to analyzing a divestment via trade sale of the customer base or other alternatives which allow us to achieve our objectives. In wholesale, as I have noted on previous occasions, we plan to reduce our dependence on the wholesale business unit as part of our strategic plan, and we remain committed to materially doing so during the first half of 2018. The entire management remains committed, and it is working diligently to move Maxcom towards obtaining its objectives by improving results and creating value for all its stakeholders, customers, and employees. Thank you again for your time and for participating with us today. Eric?
Thank you, Lauro. Let me start by highlighting Maxcom financial performance during the quarter. During fourth quarter, operational efficiency continues to improve from previous quarters. Total revenue for the quarter increased 10 million pesos when compared with previous quarter, mainly associated with a consistent growth in enterprise revenue. EBITDA for the quarter totaled 89 million pesos during the quarter, 21% higher than the EBITDA reported during the previous quarter. EBITDA margins also continue to strengthen thanks to both the reduction of wholesale operations, as highlighted by Lauro, and the consolidation of our permanent cost efficiency strategies. EBITDA margin for the quarter amounted 20%, 3 percentage points above the margin from previous quarter, and 8 percentage points above the margin for the same quarter of 2016. Enterprise revenue continues to increase its share within the total revenue mix, moving from 27% in fourth quarter of 16 to 48% in this reporting quarter. Enterprise revenue totaled 213 million pesos, an increase of 25% when compared with the same period of last year. For the 12 months ended December 31st of this year, 2017, revenue from enterprise business were 756 million pesos, representing an increase of 13% when compared with the 671 million pesos generated last year. Net loss for the 12 months ended December 31st, 2017 totaled 16 million, a decrease of 99% when compared to the 2,118 million pesos net loss registered in the same last year. It is important to note that excluding losses from Celmax, our MDNA, Maxcom generated a net income of 2 million pesos for the year. Now let me share with you the most important variations in our financial statement. First, cash position of the company was 618 million pesos, 9.2% above the 566 million pesos registered at the end of the previous quarter. This amount includes 33 million pesos of restricted cash. The increase is explained by the 154 million pesos capital increase executed in the previous quarter, of which 56 million pesos were effectively paid within the last quarter. Even excluding this effect, the company was cash neutral during the quarter, demonstrating a significant reduction in our cash burn rate. Customer accounts receivable decreased 6% or 15 million pesos on a sequential basis due to extensive efforts to improve collection. When compared with the average account receivable for 2017, customer account receivable also decreased 6%. The value-added tax account came from 105 million pesos in the third quarter of 17 to 111 million pesos at the end of this reporting quarter. As of today, the company expects to be able to collect along the year most of the recoverable value-added tax generated between fourth quarter of 16 and the first semester of 2017. Accounts payable total 318 million pesos at the quarter ending December 31st, 2017, which represents a reduction of 75 million pesos when compared with the same quarter of 2016. This reduction is mainly derived from payments made to infrastructure and equipment providers related to our reinforcement strategy in the backbone network throughout the Gulf route to increase transport capacity. The outstanding value of our step-up senior notes at the end of this quarter remained at $112.4 million. It is important to remark that the value of senior notes reported in the balance sheet is expressed under IFRS accounting standards and therefore does not reflect the face value of the notes. Maxcom maintains cross-currency swaps to hedge coupon payments for a notional amount of $70 million until maturity, and will continue to explore opportunities to increase its current hedge if market conditions become favorable. Moving on the profit and loss account, and loss statement, total revenue for the quarter were 448 million pesos, a decrease of 29% when compared with the 629 million pesos registered in fourth quarter 2016. The reduction is explained by the company's strategic decisions related to, as Lauro explained before, the execution of the wind-down process of Maxcom Residential Business Unit, which is expected to conclude in December 2018, and the gradual reduction and reliance on the revenue associated with the termination of international calls on our wholesale business. On a sequential basis, total revenue registered a 2% increase, supported by a continued improvement and growth in the enterprise business segment. Our repositioning and efforts to focus on the enterprise segment generated an increase of 26% in comparison with the same period of last year. On a sequential basis, commercial revenue also increased 7%. Regarding the international wholesale business, revenue in the reporting quarter amounted to 156 million pesos, 64% less on a year-over-year basis and 6% higher on a sequential basis. As we have stated previously, Maxcom will continue to reduce its reliance on the revenue stream coming from the termination of international calls throughout its long-distance network. With respect to our residential business unit, revenue totaled 78 million for the quarter, showing a decrease of 12% on a sequential basis, in line with organic churn and cluster shutdown contemplated in the residential wind-down plan, which remains on track. Now moving on to costs and expenses. Network operation costs during the quarter ending December 31, 2017 decreased 272 million pesos or 52% on a year-over-year basis, while remaining constant on a sequential basis. The decrease is directly related with the reduction of international wholesale traffic terminated in our network, implemented as of the second half of 2017, and also with a tighter cost control in other business units. Despite the drop in total revenue, which is by design and based on our plan, and compared with the same period of 2016, gross profit for the quarter was 197 million pesos, 86% higher than gross profit reported during the same period of last year. Consequently, gross margins expanded to 44%, up from 17% for the same quarter of 2016. On a sequential basis, gross profit margins also improved by 1 percentage point. Sales, general and administrative expenses totaled 108 million pesos, 243% higher than the 31 million pesos registered in fourth quarter of 2016. It is worth mentioning that the figure for 2016 has been adjusted by 83 million pesos due to a reduction in income recognition from accrued services. Excluding this adjustment, total expense for fourth quarter of 2016 would have been 115 million pesos, implying a year-over-year efficiency of 6%. On a sequential basis, the company also reported an efficiency of 6% associated with the internal expense control plan. As already mentioned, EBITDA margin increased from 12% in fourth quarter of 2016 to 20% in this reporting quarter. EBITDA for the quarter was 89 million pesos, 20% higher when compared to previous quarter, and 20% higher on a year-over-year basis. In addition, when adjusting for MBNA figures, consolidated EBITDA margins would be 21% during this reporting quarter versus 12% for the same period last year, an increase of 75%. Depreciation and amortization totaled 63 million pesos during the quarter, a lower figure in comparison with the 83 million pesos posted in the same quarter of 2016. This is a direct result of the impairment of residential business-related fixed assets made during the fourth quarter of 2016 as a consequence of the residential wind-down plan. During the fourth quarter of 2017, the company recorded a comprehensive financial loss of 186 million pesos as a direct result of the depreciation of the Mexican peso. Lastly, the company reported a net loss of 188 million pesos in this reporting quarter and a cumulative net loss of 16 million pesos for the year. Both figures compare favorably with the net loss of 1,363 million pesos for the same quarter of 2016 and a cumulative net loss of 2,118 million pesos for the 12 months ended December 31st, 2016, respectively. However, adjusting for MBNA results, cumulative net income amounted to 2 million pesos for 2017. Thank you very much for attending this call. I will now hand the call over to the operator for the Q&A session. John, please proceed.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now. Our first question comes from Marcelo Brown with Deadwire.
Good morning. Thank you for the presentation. It seems that we're still highly dependent on wholesale. The margins are going up because wholesale revenue is going down. What are your plans to increase your commercial segment to be more dependent on commercial than wholesale?
Thank you for your question. Actually, as you may see, the results of Q4 start showing the commercial revenue improvement. We are start gaining momentum into the marketplace with better products and services, and also, as you may know, the commercial services help us to create better margins and more stable incomes into the future. So, as we mentioned before, we are committed to terminate with our wholesale business unit within the next 4 months, and at the same time, we are hiring new sales executives. We are changing our organization platform in order to be much more ready to cap those opportunities that we are pursuing into the commercial marketplace. So you can expect to continue seeing less dependence on the wholesale revenue and good increases in the revenue from our commercial cap.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Roberto Vasquez with LW Investment Management.
Hello, good morning. Can you provide us with further call about how everything is going on in Solmax?
Yeah, sure. We're going to have a section beginning of the, from the next quarter report on Solmax. Independently of that, we have the deal with Soriana, plus we recently placed into production a new MVNO, which is, the name is MIO. They are financial services MVNO, so we right now have two MVNOs, Soriana plus MIO, that just recently was put into production. Regarding Soriana, we have been growing revenues month over month, as well as the subscriber base. It's still very, very small subscriber base, because we have been moving from last time we reported, we were in 20 stores with a pilot, and right now we're moving to 134 stores. We are already 134 stores out of the 949 stores, so we're pretty much in the ramp-up phase still.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. At this time, I am showing no further questions in the queue.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.